Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
Audio description of film and television is pretty well established now. That is, if you watch it on television, at the cinema, or on DVD. But of course, these days, there are so many other ways to watch programmes and films on demand. But these video delivery methods, like, for example, Sky Go, iTunes, Amazon Instant, Netflix and Now TV, and there are others, don't carry the audio description. So RNIB has been looking at ways of plugging the gap in accessibility for users of audio description who wish to use video on demand services, and they've come across an app for smart mobile phones, tablets, computers and other devices which they've been testing. But now they're soon to start wider trialling of the app to make sure it's what blind and partially sighted people want and can easily use, and they're appealing for help with this trial. Anna Jones, Strategic Relationship and Advocacy Manager at RNIB, told us more about this trialling process, but first Anna explained why there was a problem with on-demand services at the moment.
The thinking behind the audio description app is that at the moment there's a gap with audio description not being provided for very many what's known as video on demand services. So these are the services where you can go onto the internet or use a mobile phone or what they call catch up television and watch television or films at a time that suits you. Not very many of those have any audio description available for blind and partially sighted people at all. So the idea of the app is that people will be able to get audio description using a slightly different method. It's not something that changes the way that audio description is delivered already on television. That continues as it is. This is to look at how the app can help for online content delivery.
So does this include things like the iPlayer, which you watch on a television, or is this very much the films that you look at on other devices apart from a television?
No, it could include those that you watch on television as well. The iPlayer is one of the services that does provide some audio description on some of the platforms. But this is, I suppose, to give you an example, this would be either watching things like films via Amazon Instant or using Netflix or perhaps Now TV, which is available via Sky. So it's a mixture. It doesn't necessarily matter where the programme is coming from.
And I presume that this assumes that, of course, audio description has been applied to the programme or the film or whatever it is, obviously, in the first place, but that this is a way that that audio description is passed on with the programme or the film.
That's absolutely right. The idea is that a programme, when perhaps it's been broadcast on television or it's a film that's been available in cinema or onto DVD, that the same audio description tracks that have already been written and produced are then reused when the film or the programme is re-shown on an online service, whereas at the moment that's not happening. This is a potential method of how that can occur.
And how far advanced are things at the moment in making this a reality?
At the moment, RNIB is just engaged in a partnership with Movie Reading, who are part of Universal Multimedia Access. They have an app which can be used for this purpose. We've decided that what we will do is launch a trial, which means we've had to engage with the industry. So we've had to engage with some of the main players that I've already mentioned, Amazon, Netflix, iTunes, Sky Go, various people, as well as the content providers, so broadcasters and film companies. And we're launching a trial which will start in February so that we can assess whether it's something that customers want, something that customers will decide to use, iron out if there are any issues there, but also work out if it is a system that works for the industry and the way that audio description is produced. So it's very much a trial, but it's something that's quite exciting and it's a new use of technology.
And will the outcome from that trial determine not just how it works, but whether it will actually turn into something tangible that all blind and partially sighted people could benefit from?
Absolutely. The idea of the trial is very much for us to gather all of that information from real people that will actually be using it over a period of a few months, gather the information from the industry, and determine when we pull all that together, is this the way forward? Is it something that will work? In what direction or in what way does it need changing? And then is it something that can help people to be able to achieve our sort of wider aim, which is enable people to be able to access online TV and film content if they choose to do that?
Now, the wider trial, as you say, starts on the 1st of February, so this is extending the testing process. Who do you want to take part, and do they have to have any specific equipment or skills or knowledge to do that?
For the wider trial we're launching on the 1st of February, which will run through until May, we're actually asking for anybody who's interested, trialists, to already be technology users. The reason for that is that we need to do the trial with those that understand the technology and are already using it for them to be able to iron out some of the more specific issues. And if anybody is interested in taking part in that, they need to be somebody who's got a smartphone or tablet using either iOS, which is the system that Apple provide, or on an Android smartphone. And if people are unsure, they can get in touch with us and we can let them know whether the technology they have is suitable or not.
And they'll test out the system and then report back to you as to how they found it in terms of what accessibility, ease of use, etc.
Absolutely. So it's about the accessibility of it. It's also about how it fitted in with the way that they themselves or their family view films, what they thought about it as a system, and very much not just about the accessibility, how it worked, and was it something that actually did work for the whole duration of the film, because the audio description will sync using the app to the film or television programme, but also about whether they actually just liked it or not. Is it something that they would use in the future?
So, if you'd like to help RNIB to assess this app for smart mobile phones, tablets, computers, etc., please email adapp, spelt A-D-A-P-P, at rnib.org.uk, and they'll tell you more about exactly what's involved.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.